Another Thursday, another Free Radio Santa Cruz show. Show is being made on October 2nd, 2025, but not content with today, we dive into yesterday and we return to January 7th, 1999. And this show follows the feelings, angers, and thoughts of numerous activists who were angry at the city council, the new city council, newly elected in November of 1998. There would be Crone, Sugar, and Fitzmaurice joining Catherine Byers, but who failed to keep their promise to address criminalization of the homeless through the sleeping ban and the winter shelter deficiency throughout the December and into the beginning of January. You'll get to hear some commentary by James Ney, a one-time manager of the Armory Winter Shelter. You'll hear Shaws, also known as the Fidget Man, because of the tiny inventions he created, which you could kind of diddle about with your fingers to relieve tension, talking about his harassment by city police and boardwalk security. Ash and Sunshine recall getting ticketed for sitting within 50 feet of a change machine and, I don't know, arranging pennies on the sidewalk. You'll get to hear a variety of other voices, including Merlin, who was also at that time, or either was or was a former Free Radio Santa Cruz broadcaster, more from Shaz, dead-on David Silva, urging that there be patience with the incoming Three Amigos, the shitty council members who, as far as I was concerned, and unfortunately turned out to be right, didn't deserve any sympathy but lots of pressure. And then you have bashful Bernard Klitzner and rough-tongued Roxanne Akista-Pache talking about upcoming protests and the need to take action to hold the city council's feet to the fire. And that's it. Bad as they were, I'm afraid our city council currently under Fred Keeley is substantially worse. But you be the judge. City council meets next Tuesday, every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. They will weigh in with their edicts while acting like they are presenting them for public discussion and democratic representative vote. Do not be misled. Anyway, here's a historical note. Perhaps you can hear, get some guidance by listening to the kind of criticisms we had of the city council members of old when things were actually somewhat more open. Somewhat. But not enough, I'm afraid. If you have any comments or criticisms of the show, give me a call on the Huff email, or I should say the Huff phone line at 831-423-4833, and I will get back to you.